This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again for an encore this week because we always run up against the wall and then we're out of time and then I'm like, we got to finish this conversation, is from beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How do?
What a great introduction, Bill. Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's thank God it's Friday, that kind of stuff, and all those other fun things. So
yes,
I know that we left off open ended. I also know that you sent me an email or a text or something about you staying up at night about somebody and their attorney and something like that. Has that been resolved? Did you get in contact with the right people to find out if that's being handled?
So I did reach out to try to learn whether Mr. Kelly Meigs has replacement counsel. The federal online court system that allows me to view things was showing no new attorney. Word is no new attorney. So we've got this really crazy situation. A man charged and arrested on February 19 of 2021, 52 years old, from Florida, no prior criminal record. And he has been incarcerated continually since then. Request for bail or bond denied. Now, without an attorney. Trial has been adjourned and rescheduled several times. It does appear that this is going to start on July 11, so less than 90 days out, which is a fairly magical time frame for attorneys who do trial work. And there is a scheduling order that sets various deadlines. A couple of those deadlines are now starting to pass. Several of the attorneys representing co-defendants in this particular group have started filing some motions with the court. So it's the closest this thing has looked to a start since February of 2021. And where I have been for the last few days is not able to sleep very well at night because I am struggling conceptually that Kelly Meigs or any of the other January 6th defendants should somehow be lacking of counsel. Part of it is we're 15 months into it, and so my gut is telling me that any lawyer who wanted or was willing to step into high-profile cases has already arrived on the field. Another part of it is it's close to trial, and it's difficult to pick up a case this late downstream because you haven't set it up yourself, you haven't done the discovery you might want to do. There is huge quantities of materials that DOJ has turned over, and yet there's other things that I would consider fundamental, like records of the United States Capitol Police, that the DOJ has not turned over, and they're saying they don't have any control over the officers or the record. So it's a tricky juncture, but what I keep coming back to is if I tomorrow get picked up and put in handcuffs and dropped in a jail cell, and then I'm approaching trial and there's no lawyer, I can't wrap my head around that happening in America in 2022.
Should the judge get out there and say, all right, I'm putting this off because this guy doesn't have a lawyer?
There are co-defendants. So there's a pod, if you will, of Oathkeeper defendants scheduled to begin trial July 11, and then a second group. There are two other trial dates on the calendar, end of September and end of November. But I'm about 50-50 on whether Judge Mader would actually grant a further adjournment in the circumstance. I don't see any indication that Mr. Meigs' attorney being disbarred had anything to do with Mr. Meigs.
Right.
That does not appear to have any causal relationship for listeners who might be thinking, well, you know, did Mr. Meigs bring this upon himself? No. This appears to have occurred, if you will. And as I mentioned previously, Mr. Mosley, the attorney, was disbarred in the state of Virginia in a decision that does not even say who is the complainant, what are the factual allegations that the judicial panel found persuasive. There is simply this conclusion of law that Mr. Mosley, the attorney, violated various ethical rules and therefore is disbarred. So, that's a bit of a side road at this point. The question is how to protect the constitutional rights of Mr. Meigs. And I think where we somewhat drilled down to, Bill, a couple days ago was the propensity, not just of the left, not just the media, but even by people who say, I am the righteous defender of the Second Amendment. They are just willing to throw people under the bus who were at the Capitol on January 6th. And the last time I checked, the Constitution still has the burden of proof on the government and still has a presumption of innocence until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt by either a jury of peers or, in the event of a waiver of the jury, by a bench trial. So the righteous are sort of, up there tossing around there, oh, I'm on the left, I'm the proper defender of the Constitution and civil rights. Or, I'm on the right, and I'm the proper defender of the Constitution. Okay, well then, show up. Show up for Mr. Meigs.
See, here's the thing with this that I'm having an issue with. I want to get into this with you. My first thought would be, now, Mr. Meigs is an oath keeper.
He is alleged to be an oath keeper, which is what I say about the entire group of them, excepting Stuart Rhodes, who is the founder.
So we can't get any clarification as to whether he's an oath keeper or not, first of all.
I'm not willing to do that for two reasons. Number one, the Oath Keepers as an organization at no time has issued a statement whether any of these people accused of being an oath keeper were or were not members on January 6th.
Right.
And two, the Department of Justice, in all these months, in all their paperwork and all their allegations, for some of these defendants, has not even made an allegation of being members. They've simply thrown them in the catch basket. Or in a couple cases, they have said, oh, this person sent in their email application to become a member on January 5th.
Right. Well, then that would mean, they're not a member. No, that's not
right.
A member. So my first thing would be that from the standpoint of the Oath Keepers, which I don't quite understand this, I mean, we'll pick this up on the other side. We've run out of time in this segment. You hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. speaking with Paloma Capana, attorney at law, and we were talking about the Oath Keepers and who is and who is not an Oath Keeper and everything else. Now, you remember Ferguson, right?
Yes.
So you remember when the Oath Keepers sent, I think it was four Oath Keepers down there. They were identified as Oath Keepers. They were claimed as Oath Keepers. They went down there, and they had a very de-escalating effect simply by being there and calm, even though they were all kitted up with all the battle rattle.
Yeah.
You remember? Okay. So in that moment, they had no issue claiming them as Oath Keepers or saying that these guys were Oath Keepers. Now, I worked in military intelligence. I understand all the secret squirrel stuff and everything else. I'm still having an issue with why the Oath Keepers are not saying, well, this guy is and this guy isn't. And it may be because they want to get out there and say, well, we're never going to let them know who our members are. Well, unfortunately, Verizon will, and T-Mobile will, and AT&T will, and all these other things. And in the meantime, some of these guys have to be mounting a legal defense. My question here, like with Stuart Rhodes, for example, which mm-hmm. he's not Kelly Meggs, but with Stuart Rhodes. Now he was indicted on what with conspiracy to do what?
Oh, he's got multiple charges, and that is part of what pulled everybody, if you will, across more into that whole seditious conspiracy sphere.
Right.
So let me just pull out the, just seeing if I have the indictment handy to read the charges straight off of it. And of course, it's not popping up immediately on my desk.
Because I'll tell you the problem I have with this. The problem that I have with this. Now, is he represented? Does he have a good attorney?
Yes.
A good one?
He does appear to be good, yes. I mean, I did background reading on the attorney. It's sort of funny. One of the things that stuck out to me is that he runs marathons.
Okay.
And said that's the only space in which he feels it's acceptable not to answer his phone. And that really made me laugh because it really is the mark of a true, in a sense, obsessive attorney, such
right.
as myself, where once you're on a case, it simply is happening. I mean, I used to work an average of about 80 hours a week. And I started my career back in 1992 when you didn't have cell phones. And, little bit by little bit, then here comes emails and clients sending you an email at 11 o'clock at night and trying to set up effective boundaries with your clients, kind of all the rest of it. So I
right.
completely get the point of his attorney. So, comparable age, comparable experience in terms of years in courtroom, speaks very well, papers are good. So from that standpoint, I'm not taking issues with the attorney who's representing Mr. Rhodes. And frankly, several of the other attorneys have put in a yeoman's job of slugfest, of trying to keep up with the court conferences and weighing in on behalf of their clients. Several people have changed attorneys or have added attorneys, during the course of the 15 months. And this just isn't even a normal litigation situation from the
sure.
standpoint of, my understanding is the attorneys get love and hate. So sometimes after hours, the voicemail is picking up a kind person who calls and doesn't even leave their name and says, thank you for what you're doing. And at the same time, they get the voicemails, emails, mail that says, burn, rot, and all of the negativity that people feel themselves entitled to express at this point in time.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure if that completely answers your question, but...
Well, this is my thing with the Oath Keepers, who are cops and
mm-hmm.
military people and everything.
Sure.
I find it hard to believe that Stuart Rhodes, as the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, would have an Oath Keeper mm-hmm. out there right now without mm-hmm. legal representation.
Oh, and that's, another aspect, right, of our conversation. So it's you and me, Bill, and the listeners of Lock and Load Radio, and for anyone who got my first book, The Events of January 6, 2021, What Impact the Second Amendment Movement, I spend an entire section discussing how should 501c3 organizations handle issues like this. You get a phone call as a journalist is saying one of your members has been arrested and has been charged with the following criminal activity, potentially in relationship to First Amendment activity, speech, assembly, and so forth. Do you have a designated person in your organization? Do your bylaws, you know, who's got the membership list? And so I've got an actual working section in my book to try to do a takeaway for everybody else of what is a gold standard for crisis management to try to preserve your brand, to try to stay on message, to try to make sure your membership is actually ordinary people, and please let's try to avoid making FBI confidential informants part of your membership list. So in this particular instance with the Oath Keepers, I don't necessarily disagree that the Oath Keepers has no obligation to help the Department of Justice establish who anyone is and whether they were members or not members.
Sure.
And what does the term membership mean? Is it just that you throw $35 at the Oath Keepers because, as the DOJ has alleged and brought forward to us in these months, you want to be closer to the president at the ellipse, and you perceive that the Oath Keepers will be doing security at the ellipse, and you really want to see the president? Now, that's not becoming an Oath Keeper. But that does get back to this question of what is your membership? How do you vet your members? How quickly do you allow them access to any and everything concerning
right.
your organization?
I tell
and
what,
if we have...
Hold up right there.
We're coming
up.
Another segment.
We're already
not
through
possible.
Another segment. The next two are much longer, though. And that's a
wow.
short segment. The next two segments
wow.
are longer. But, yeah, we're gradually building into where I think we need to go with this. But tell everybody what your website is.
Sure. 2ampatriot.com.
Fascinating discussion, because apparently, in my mind, I think we maybe need to think about our tactic and change it. But we'll get to that in just a moment. We'll be right back. Paloma Capano, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Texas National Guard is disputing reports that one of their members drowned in the Rio Grande. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas sharing his reaction.
Reports that I've been told is, you know, he or she removed their armor before jumping in to save a woman migrant that has since been saved, but this guardsman is missing.
In a statement, the guard confirming the guardsman went missing during what they called a mission-related incident. They say the soldier has not been found and reports of a drowning are inaccurate. The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the United States is continuing to send defense support and you're listening to USA Radio News. The Attorney General is announcing charges against a former Central American president.
After 3 months since leaving office, Honduras President Juan Orlando Hernandez was extradited to the United States on Thursday to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Hernandez abused his position as president of Honduras from 2014 through 2022 to operate the country as a narco state. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The only Hispanic woman on Texas death row is set to be executed next week. Governor Greg Abbott saying he's not received a report from the Board of Pardons and Paroles on Melissa Lucio's case, which is a requirement before he takes action.
When I receive that, I'll consider it and take whatever action I think is appropriate.
Meanwhile, Texas executed its oldest death row inmate by lethal injection Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And let's talk a little bit about this. I know your misgivings and everything, and I understand those. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this, though. See, typically in a military operation, you would get out there and you'd say, okay, plan A is this. And then the first thing that you do is you say, of course, as soon as we do engage and actually meet somebody, we know plan A is going out the window. So plan B is this, plan C, D, E, F, and G. And, I mean, it's planned all the way out. Then it starts branching off. Now, if this happens, we're going to do this. And if this happens, we're going to do this. Now, in 2020, and we talked about this earlier this week, in 2020, when I was at SHOT Show, a lot of people went to the Second Amendment Day in Virginia, where I quite honestly thought that was a setup. I thought that was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
And they went anyway. And everybody that went was like, well, of course, we're going to be doing this, that, the other. And, you know, and then nothing happened, and everybody sat back and said, well, see, Bill, it wasn't a setup. But if it had been a setup, a lot of those people would be in the same boat right now today as the people that went to January the 6th. Now, here's my problem. I'm not saying that we should not protest peacefully in order to try to get some sort of redress or just to let people know or just to make them nervous. We should absolutely be doing that. We should be doing that all the time. But the problem is they have set a new standard here. And from this point forward, we need to go into this eyes wide open and understand, well, this is going to be lawfare, and they're going to try to do things that are, and you know, maybe all that changes in November. I don't know. We'll see. But in the meantime, you got a bunch of people that do you know the people that they've got? How many people right now are incarcerated right now because of this?
Approximately 40.
40. And they've had how much of their life obliterated by this?
Oh, so much. In so many ways, including the trauma that they will have on the other side of this, even if they are acquitted, given the U.S. Marshals report concerning the Washington, D.C. prison situation.
Right. So here's my thing. I definitely ascribe to the Patton model, where I will let the other guy die for his country. I'm not going to go into any sort of a combat situation, whether it's physical or ideological, without the expectation that if I go in there and I do my job right, I'm going to win. I am not going to go into something without having any sort of contingencies in place to where something bad like this does happen. And now I guess this needs to be added to the thought process of the activist. Would you agree with that?
Yes. And that is where I have been saying since 2010, when the U.S. Supreme Court issued the follow-up on the Heller decision and they issued the McDonald decision, I have been saying since then, and I bat for the right, and I bat for the Second Amendment, and this is probably why I don't get more Christmas cards. Our movement is very young. It is very inexperienced. It has taken a naive path of a willingness to point at the left and prosecutions of socialists and communists and Black Panthers straight on up the line over the past 100 years and simply say, well, we don't even need the Supreme Court. Our gun rights are fine. Our gun rights are intact. Come and get it out of my cold, dead hands, and other similar expressions. But you're not in that lane anymore. You now do have two U.S. Supreme Court decisions that have to be defended, no differently than abortion, just to throw another completely hot topic into the air.
Sure.
We have enemies who are organized into corporations and into 501c3s and into 501c4s. You have a Brady Center with in-house counsel that is functioning very differently than the NRA in-house counsel.
Right.
So what I have been saying for the past 15 years, and people, you know, like saying, oh, Paloma, it's so great to hear from you and come speak at our national conference. And I speak. And, you know, get these wonderful rounds of applause and thank you. I love you all. But then nobody follows up. Nobody follows up. And so when I start to speak corporate language of risk tolerance and where are your bylaws and succession of officers within a 501c3, and then you find Letitia James is in New York prosecuting the NRA, and some of the evidence that she is using against them is that they are missing a few policies required by the IRS at law for years, probably the whole of my legal career, for a 501c3, you know, I just shake my head and say, if we do not get our game together, we are just going to continue to be crushed on the playing field. And this is not a joke. This is the Second Amendment at stake. I mean, do you want to be in the position of Ukraine where they're having to hand out guns and train people if that inevitability comes? Or do you want to have America militiamen and women who actually do practice their shooting skills and do have more than one firearm and do have ammunition that actually is suitable for the firearm of choice that they have in their home?
Right.
And so I can spin it, you know, one more way and say, well, that's because Americans think that we're never going to be invaded again. Okay, and 9/11 didn't happen and neither did Pearl Harbor. And I'm glad we're sea to shining sea, and I'm glad that we find ourselves, compared to Russia at the moment, feeling pretty good about the U.S. military. But you have to stay on top. You have to stay on top of this. You cannot slouch about the Second Amendment, and I'm not sure how to get that across, that 15 months of tracking these defendants and the treatment that they are getting, the tactics used by the US DOJ that I have never seen before, upcharging, switching indictments, deleting this charge and adding another charge, complying with some discovery, and title-waving defense counsel offices with mega-gigabytes worth of information, but failing to provide them with some of the fundamentals. And we're supposed to trial.
Right.
So
here's the thing.
This is eyes wide open. I am your cold splash of water. I am vodka straight with no chaser.
Maybe a cold splash of vodka with some cuts on your face. Anyway.
Yes.
We're actually coming up on the next break, it's already over with that segment as well. But when we get back, I'm going to postulate a few things to you and see what you think. And then maybe you and I, we start doing a little raising the roof in the 2A community. We'll have to see.
Let's do it.
We'll have to see. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, talking to Paloma Capana. You don't have somebody in there you're fighting, do you?
Excuse me?
Sounded like you were in a desperate hand-to-hand combat incursion there.
No, although, you know, in my brain, obviously, I'm wrestling with quite a bit.
Here's my thought with this, okay? And, I mean, you've done plenty of media and all this other stuff. You know what I'm about to say. It's sort of a radical idea. It is my thought that we need to get in front of people. And, I mean, I would not be adverse to doing it. I'm not exactly the one that I would think would be the good spokesman for it. But we need to stop thinking in terms of saying it is our God-given right. Bear with me now. We need to stop thinking in terms of it's a God-given right and all these other things, and understanding, yes, it is, but they intend to take it, and we got to fight for it. And that means fighting. If you're going to get in a fight, why do it if you're going to lose? Why would you expend all of your energy and all of your juice in one spot, knowing that you're going down anyway? Why not do it like Sun Tzu? Think of it in those terms. If there's a fight that cannot be won, don't fight it. Move around. Get circular on them. Get asymmetrical on them. You know, start looking at the combat masters of time and understanding the way they go, instead of simply saying, okay, the only time we're going to involve legal, okay? And this is for all of these people that feel they got to go protest. And I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you something else too that you might find just radical, Paloma. I don't know. I look at all these events like the DC Project. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think the DC Project has a very noble purpose, and all these other things. Except the one thing that they don't seem to quite understand is that politicians don't care when they show up. They don't. care unless they are in, unless they're running for re-election in addition. Which, why don't they go there when they're up for re-election? Why don't they show up at their campaign stops versus going to D.C. where they're at and having that photo op? Wouldn't it be more effective to be doing this on a local level and getting out there when they're saying, vote for me again, and saying, okay, fine, I'm a female. Gun rights are female rights, are civil rights. Why are you not screaming every time they propose something for gun control?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not going hoarse from the expenditure of your breath as you tear at your necktie? But I think we got to get a little smarter as far as the way we approach these guys. The politicians are malleable. They really like being politicians. They really like it a lot. And we got to make them understand, well, there are consequences to, you know, to your failure to listen to your constituents. And it's their oath, you know, getting out there and saying, you're not upholding. That's such, okay. Is that a shock to anybody?
What I have been trying to work toward in the state of New York, and part of the reason why I left, is because Second Amendment groups were fighting with each other.
Right. Yeah, that's the other thing.
And
turf
there
war.
Are enough members to go around, and there are enough donations to go around. And when we stand together, we are more powerful. It's taking basic concepts of a union and applying it to 501c3s.
Sure.
When I stood speaking with the second in command of the New York State Senate on a particular bill that we were trying to get passed, and he said to me, well, I thought so-and-so wanted thus and such. And I said to him, I am standing here on behalf of every group in the state of New York to the right of that one group. And it happened to be the NRA-affiliated group. I said, so however far right you want to say it goes in the state of New York, we are all behind this bill. And he was speechless because that minute had not happened previously in New York. And I will tell you, that minute only held for so long, and the fight that ensued was so quick and so bad that to this day I have my theory as to how the FBI made it happen. And New York State has never recovered. It's impossible to get anything done among Second
right.
Amendment groups in the state of New York to this day. So, here I am,
well,
down in North Carolina.
And then,
on the federal level and,
yeah.
You know, doing as much independent work as I can do so that I don't have to try to get people to come together. But having regrouped and re-energized myself, I'm sort of back to 15 months into January 6th saying, okay, so we got caught blindsided by two things. Number one, saying that's not our people on the ground, that's not Second Amendment supporters storming the Capitol. Okay, let's say I go with that. Let's say I go with that the Oath Keepers is not a pure Second Amendment group. Fair. Even Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, would probably agree with that premise, that that was not their primary reason for forming in the first place. They were trying to respond to various natural disasters where the federal government was leaving gaps for people on the ground, and in they went, Hurricane Katrina.
Sure.
However, the situation that they are now facing, that nobody prepared for, that they were taken unaware and caught, ankle in the snare, out in the woods.
And when you're saying they, who are we saying they? They who?
The 23 defendants that I am calling my core Oathkeeper defendants, in quotation marks, has
gotcha.
Yet to be proven who is and who isn't, and which one of them is a confidential informant from the FBI.
Right.
One guy screaming that he is from the FBI. The FBI won't tell me that he is, but in any event, so it's a mess. That's why I say, who knows who are the members and not. But why are we not circling around these defendants as Second Amendment supporters to try to ensure not only that they receive a fair trial, but that if we are the next person tripped up in something like the Michigan governor situation or the Oath Keeper on January 6th situation,
right,
that somebody wants to come to help us to make sure that we get to exercise our right to have an attorney.
We're going to run out of time. We're going to run out of time before this, but let me try to give you an answer before we run out of time. This is my thought on it, okay? January 6th was a destroyer crossing the Atlantic that was torpedoed. And we know it was torpedoed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we help them. At the particular moment when we're talking about Second Amendment advocacy and everything else, I don't see anybody coalescing around anybody on that one, right? Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No.
And what we need to do, what I would do if it was left completely up to me, is I would simply say we need to make sure this never happens again. And we need to see what we can do and do as much of it as we can do, but we also need to have a very clear expectation of what's going on here. Yes, this is a tragedy. Yeah. Yes, this is an aberration. Yes, this never should have happened. And despite all of it, it all happened. But hey, you know what? We'll pick this up next week.
I'm going to put it in military terms in two sentences. I am all up for leading the charge on the after action. Bill, you and I, we're going to co-chair a summit, right?
Okay.
We'll do the after action. But right now, we got guys left behind.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get next week. We'll have to do it next week, Paloma, because we are out of time. Thank you very much for joining me. Paloma Capone, attorney at law. Coming up next, writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights. In low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.